1. The significance of international taxation.
This is a really vivid and interesting lecture, do you think?
Definitely. Professor Zhao is one of the best teachers in the Department of Economic Management. We are very lucky to be her class. From her lecture, we can learn a lot of useful knowledge.
Absolutely. From today's lecture, I have an entirely new understanding about the international taxation. I quite agree with Professor Zhao on the point that international taxation involves not only national sovereignty and taxation rights and interests of the nation, but also have influence on the international flow of the agent of production and the international development of economy. Therefore, it is an essential part of international economic relations and even international political relations.
On the contrary, I have some reservations on this point. I do not think international taxation has anything to do with the political relations. They belong to complete different fields. How can these two be mixed up?
Don't you know that politics is determined by economy, which we learnt from philosophy in high school?
Of course, I know the theory, but I do not see in the real life. It's just a theory to me. As the definition of international taxation says, it just refers to the tax distributing relationship among countries when two or more countries are exercising their rights to collect tax from the international taxpayers. It just displays the economic relationship between countries. It has little connection with the politics.
I don't think so. As the development of the world, globalization is the key word nowadays. Everything or everybody has a connection with others. No one dares to say that there is one thing or one person that is isolated in the world. Economics and politics are connected especially tight.
Well, I have a suggestion. We both write an essay on this topic, and next lecture, let's give our essays to Professor Zhao and see whether your or my theory is more reasonable. What do you think?
All right, deal.